Viewmasters. It's the podcast that we do. Viewmasters. Talk about movies that we view. Viewmasters. My friend Eric and me, Joe. Viewmasters. Hey, let's start the show.
Hey, welcome to the Viewmasters, episode 351. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. My name is Eric.
My name is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Eric. How are you?
I'm delighted.
This is the first time I've ever felt comfortable doing the podcast.
even at my old place?
I still felt like I had to sort of lean in a bunch.
Okay, even when we were doing Skype and you were just at home?
Yeah, I think so, because I still felt like I hunched over my computer a little bit, because I didn't have a mic, so I was just using the laptop mic.
Okay, all right. Well, should I get you an office chair to just complete?
I'm good. I think I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I can probably get my neighbor to just find one off the side of the road.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's definitely do that.
That's where I got this one.
I thought we said we were classing this up.
Oh, I mean, there's always going to be an element of unclassy.
That's true. Fair enough. Lipstick on a pig, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, listeners, we got new microphones.
Yeah, we did.
I should say Eric got us new microphones. Because he is the wallet behind the Gutter Trash Podcasting Network.
Yeah, you pay in installments.
Suppose I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what you keep telling me, anyway.
That's true. I mean, it is an investment. I feel good about it.
All right. I'm fine with that.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's for personal use, too, so.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all personal, so.
That's true. It's not business.
Nope. We discussed this last week.
This is nobody's business.
No, Mr. Nobody's not in this one.
Aw.
And I no longer go by that name.
I kind of hoped that he would be, actually.
It would have been nice.
I mean, the guys we got were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot about this movie that would have been nice.
That's true.
We didn't get much.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think of this movie?
Oh, boy. I got bored.
I think it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's just asinine. But not in a fun asinine way like the other movies.
Yeah. It's kind of a slog.
Yeah.
Which I remember liking this one a lot the first time I watched it.
Yeah.
But maybe it's just because we've been mainlining these for 8 weeks straight.
I feel like if it had just been a Shaw movie, I would have really loved it.
That pretty much pinpoints my entire problem that I had with this movie.
Yeah, The Rock sucks.
He kind of does. I used to think he was fine, but honestly, I think because we've been watching so many of these, just seeing him on a regular basis for the last 4 weeks at least, I'm done with him.
Yeah. I mean, I was definitely thinking about it, and I feel like the movie acknowledges that the action scenes are way better with Jason Statham than they are with The Rock.
Yeah.
Like, the hallway fight, basically, is just purely, we know. It's not fun to watch The Rock fight anyone.
Yep.
You want to see Jason Statham fight people. So that's what we're going to give you.
I wish there'd been more of it.
I do, too.
I also wish there'd been more car stuff.
There was at least one car chase that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
And
the final one?
I was thinking actually of the one in whatever city they were in.
Oh. London?
Was it London? I don't know.
The early one?
It is in London, that's right, because there's the double-decker buses.
And yep.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, when they're being chased by the motorcycle people. Yeah. That I liked that one. And then, yeah, the final one wasn't really much of a chase.
No, but it to me, it lifted the movie up in a spot where I just wanted out.
It's true. It had been going on for so long at that point. Yeah. There's no reason that this movie is over 2 hours long.
I'll tell you the reason why this movie is over 2 hours long.
Why?
Because there are two 20-minute Kevin Hart scenes. For no fucking reason.
That's right, everybody. Kevin Hart is in this movie. There was one cameo that I knew about that I was excited about, and that's Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And that was great. I did not realize that Deadpool was in this movie.
Well, it's from the director of Deadpool 2.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah, which is also why Rob Delaney.
Okay. I thought that was just like he's pals with Ryan Reynolds now.
Probably also that.
Yeah. But then, yeah, Kevin Hart's appearance on the plane out of nowhere was really upsetting.
It was literally a showstopper.
Yeah, it did. It absolutely
ground everything to a halt for his jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for a movie that is largely a comedy, the one professional comedian who's in it provides nothing of any entertainment value.
Kevin Hart, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
That is his MO.
And threatening to kill his son if he ever finds out he's gay. Kevin Hart.
Yep. Was good that times. Him?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was Dave Chappelle.
No, that was Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Dave Chappelle's just a big transphobe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there much of a difference?
It's all not good.
It's all not good, and yeah. I feel like they kind of walk hand in hand. So.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Oh, boy. Yeah, fucking Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
And then you knew he was going to show up again when he offered to get them whatever they needed.
Yep. And he did.
And he did.
Yep. And I tried to have a conversation with
him. I was confused. I wasn't sure what was happening. I was like, do you not like the movie anymore? And clearly you didn't, because Kevin Hart was on screen.
Yep.
But it was over. I know you said it was 20 minutes, but that one was at least over relatively quickly.
It was, but also pointless.
Totally pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just no reason for him to be in this movie, other than he's friends with The Rock,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that's all it was.
Yep.
At any point in this movie, I expected another member of the Fast and Furious crew to show up.
At any point in this movie, I was hoping for any.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We got none.
Zero. Yeah, again, not even a Mr. Nobody.
Nope. Yeah, I said it while we were watching it. Part of the last act hinges on this machine getting repaired. And I thought, why not take it to Tej?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, the one computer guy they know.
Right. The one guy who is inexplicably computers.
Yes. As of two movies ago.
Right. There was a very brief moment when Shaw was talking about the people that he was reaching out to in Russia, in Moscow. And you can just sort of see the computer screen, and I saw that it was like a woman with long dark hair that I was like, is that Giselle? I
had the same thought.
And I didn't know that she's still alive.
Had the same thought.
Was she a person that you recognized, like, nope. The actress?
Not one bit.
Me either.
Nope.
It feels like it's supposed to be.
I guess?
But I don't know. Because I feel like they sort of hide her face.
Right.
When she's first introduced in person. And yeah, I didn't know who it was at all.
Is she a FAMO?
A FAMO? Is that like a Nepo baby? What is that?
It's a famous person.
Oh, is that what they call famous people? Is FAMO?
Sure, why not?
I would trade I would trade one Famo Kevin Hart for another Famo in that role if I could.
Who would you have picked?
For the role that is not Giselle.
Oh, I thought you meant for the role that is Kevin Hart.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She knows Jason Statham.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Melissa McCarthy fan, but she would have been much more welcome.
If we're going with, you know, off-the-wall comedy people,
yeah,
let's do it.
I've actually enjoyed a couple of things she's been in.
Yeah.
So sure, let's, yeah. All right, good choice.
Admittedly, I mainly thought of that because there's the whole sequence in Bridesmaids with her and her husband who is playing an air marshal.
Ah.
So that was just, I got there, air marshal Melissa McCarthy.
That's but I still Eric hasn't seen.
So. I still think it's a good pick.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the movie Spy she did with Jason Statham.
Right.
In which he is also a delight in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to watch that.
It's good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I feel a Jason Statham kick coming on once we're done with these movies.
Yeah, last week I went out and I bought Transporter and Transporter 3 on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Because I couldn't find 2. But I'll get there.
Valid reason.
Yeah.
But you'll get there. Yeah. I wasn't worried.
I like to pre-alleviate...
Thank you. I mean, I am an anxious person, but I don't think that was one of the things that would give me anxiety is, oh, I hope that Eric is able to find a Blu-ray copy of Transporter 2. Still driving.
Oh, fuck. What if I can only find it on 4K?
What? That's okay. You've got one of those fancy 4K players, right?
I do, but that's not the point.
I know.
You don't switch formats in the middle of a franchise.
It's true. It's true. You don't. What a fool I am.
Oh. There was a time I went to the comic book store, and they had Volume 1 and Volume 2 of John Byrne's Next Men in hardcover on the shelf, and Volume 1 was an oversized edition, and Volume 2 was a regular-sized edition with completely different trade dress, and I got so fucking angry.
That is infuriating. That is infuriating.
Do that.
I have 3 volumes of the Legends of the Dark Knight artist-specific hardcovers.
What you're talking about.
For Jim Aparo.
Yep.
And for the third one, they inexplicably changed designs.
Yep.
And it makes me want to just murder anyone in the vicinity every time I see them on my shelf.
Nope. I have seen numerous people complain about those. I've seen them on the shelf myself. Not my own, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, that is infuriating.
Yeah.
I think there's also a series of the DC Archives Legion of Superheroes, where, like, I think the 6th one is, like, a completely different spine design.
God damn it.
But apparently there was, like, a later printing or something like that where they fixed it.
Ooh, okay.
But still, like, because I saw somebody post it recently on Blue Sky, where they have, like, that rare Volume 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
But Volume 1 is just a little different than all the other ones.
All I want is for the option to, like, send away for a replacement dust jacket.
I think that is a perfectly valid thing.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I'll pay $5 for it, yeah, if I have to, you know. Oh, man. Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw. So, yeah, this is kind of just more of a straightforward action movie than the previous, than the regular,
yeah,
Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
No street racing. Precious few car chases. and utter nonsense.
Oh, I mean, in that respect, it is very much like the other Fast and Furious movies.
Fair.
We are also dealing with a world-ending threat.
Yes. This time it's a virus.
This time it is a virus, yeah. Also, this one is different from the other ones in that it has metahumans in it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I believe I hinted in a previous episode about the potential of cyborgs.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. I remembered from the trailers that Idris Elba had some sort of powers.
He's Black Superman.
But I did not realize that he's a cyborg.
Yep.
What are we doing here, guys?
I don't know. I mean, why not?
It's true. I mean, at this point, yeah, the only way to escalate, you know, if we're not going to do cars in space in this one, or cars traveling through time, then yeah, let's give people powers.
Sure.
Why not?
I mean, it's I guess, feasible within the world that they've built here.
I guess.
I mean, you know, it's not too many steps removed from the all-seeing, all-powerful spy satellite, you know, built by a little English girl.
Are you talking about Brother Eye?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really rude to refer to Alfred as a little English girl. He's a father figure to Bruce. Come on. So rude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. This is weird. There's a lot of Game of Thrones talk in this movie.
Yeah.
And Natalie Emanuel, who plays Ramsay, was on Game of Thrones.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Maybe like, that's why they can reference it, because she's not in this one.
That's true. Maybe.
It would bring up too many questions.
I have so many questions to begin with.
Even though they do refer to other movies that other actors in this film have been in.
Like what?
What did I miss? Reference to The Italian Job.
Oh, that's right, yes.
That starred Jason Statham.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I did notice the Italian Job reference, but I did not remember that Jason Statham was in that.
I've never seen it, but I just knew he's in it.
Charlize Theron, I believe, is also in that movie.
I did not know that. I know, yeah. Edward Norton also is, and I think he shits on that movie regularly.
Yeah, it's not very good, if I remember right.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. There's a couple of good things he's been in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
I mean, I knew you were going to put me on the spot, but...
Is that right? Name three.
Okay, Four Brothers.
Directed by Too Fast, Too Furious' John Singleton.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. You know, Boogie Nights.
Yeah, okay, all right. One more. Find it.
You know what? I liked the Spencer for Hire movie he did for Netflix.
Okay. All right. I never saw that one.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You take my tone of voice with
right.
You know, your grain of salt then.
I like I Heart Huckabees.
Oh, I like that one
which
too.
Which he is in. Yeah. Yeah. I think he is perfect in that doofus role.
I agree. That's probably his best other than Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least as far as actual movies go.
Right.
And not the usual Mark Wahlberg crap.
Yeah.
I tried giving Ted a watch a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I tried.
I know I've seen that. I could not tell you anything about it other than talking teddy bear and Sam Jones.
Yeah, I mean, it's... yeah.
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 Mila Kunis was also in it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw.
So, yeah, Vanessa Kirby, I can't think of what else I've seen her in, if I have seen her in anything else.
You have at least seen one other thing that she is in.
What's she in?
And she is, I want to say, it is Rogue Nation?
Oh, in Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. She's sort of the blonde, or no, wait, maybe it was, The one with Henry Cavill.
Oh, has she in Fallout?
Yeah.
Okay, possibly. I haven't watched that one yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't recall.
Okay.
Yeah. She's in one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, is it Rebecca Ferguson is in Rogue Nation?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe she's also in Fallout.
Okay.
Yes. I've watched them recently.
Yeah, I know. So, I know. They do sort of tend to blend together.
And also, we've been watching
Fast and Furious movies. But I know Vanessa Kirby is our new Sue Storm Richards.
Yes, she is.
So that's exciting.
I know, right?
And I thought she was really good in this.
She is really good in this. It just goes back to last week, and it goes back to what you said earlier. This should just be a Shaw's movie.
Exactly.
Just, God damn it, get rid of Hobbs.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Deckard's brother? Where is Luke Evans?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably come on. Busy.
There's the part towards the end where Shaw says something about being made to kill his brother.
Yeah.
And he's referring to Brixton.
Idris Elba.
Yeah. But I was like, what?
We both looked at each other and said, what? It was probably just some poorly written dialogue that, could have gone over, you know, just a pass over.
The movie is full of poorly written dialogue.
Well, this is also true. as much as I like Jason Statham, I just, like, by the second, just barbed back and forth between him and Hobbs, I was tired.
Yeah. It almost feels like a rom-com. Like Cary Grant and Katherine Hepburn.
Yeah.
Just matching wits, going back and forth.
Sure.
But neither of them is Cary Grant or Katherine Hepburn.
I like Jason Statham. Neither of them are particularly witty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason Statham has a charm that kind of carries him through all of his movies I feel like The Rock here is just sucking it all out of the window.
Very much.
And just creating, I mean, in a way he is sort of like Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
And then he just sucks the charm out of everyone around him.
He's a charisma vacuum.
Yes.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah. I've been listening to the podcast, The Newcomers. They did a season on Fast and the Furious. I just started listening to that.
Nice.
And they haven't actually gotten to any of the movies with The Rock in it yet, but they do kind of talk about it a little bit. And just about how he is so unnecessary to the franchise.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought about it before, but he really is.
Yeah.
He is just sort of, I almost wonder if, like, back in Fast Five, you know, had that not been, you know, as financially successful as it had been, you know, they were prepping this sort of thing for The Rock to take over.
Yeah.
But then when it was, and Vin Diesel's clearly, you know, just the star of it all, you know, they had to keep both.
Yeah. Well, he is franchise Viagra.
The Rock.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
That's yes. Yeah. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure you got your attribution right.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vin Diesel is franchise Corona.
Coronavirus?
No, the alcoholic beverage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, both aren't good.
That's true. That is very true.
Oh, just me pulling jokes from 2020.
I like it. Funnier than Kevin Hart's material in this movie.
It's not saying much, but I'll take it.
You know what? You should. But yeah, Vanessa Kirby is Shaw's sister.
Yes. Hattie.
And we get Helen Mirren again
yep.
as Shaw's mom. this, you know, I feel like more than any of the other Fantastic Furious movies, Fast and Furious movies.
The Fantastic Fast and Furious movies?
Yes, yes. Oh, man, what if Fast X Part 2 has the Fantasticar in it? And they have to street race through the negative zone.
I'm in.
Me too. But yeah, more than any of them, this one is about family.
Yeah,
like it really literal is. Family.
Yeah. Actual blood relatives.
Yeah. But they don't talk about family as much in this one as they do in the other ones.
No, but it's still, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of pounded over your head with it.
A little bit. Everything in this movie is pounded over your head.
Well, sure. Okay. Fair.
the Rock's little speech at the end after they defeat Brixton about how they might have machines, but we have heart.
Yeah.
Is like, it's the lamest stuff. And I feel like The Rock wrote it himself.
It's pretty lame, but also, you know, in this day and age of AI.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
I kind of took it to heart.
Yeah, no, I definitely caught the parallels, yeah. You know, with AI and human labor being replaced.
Sure.
Art, exactly. Yeah, maybe this was an early precursor to the writer strike from last year.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, but it's just so heavy handed.
It's
so bad.
Yeah.
Maybe an AI could have done better.
It's weird that this movie has that speech, and the first thing I thought of was that this is a franchise that would absolutely use AI for a future script.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And or actors.
Yeah, I was gonna say if they want Brian to come back.
Yep.
AI Paul Walker is waiting in the wings.
Uh-huh. It is super heavy-handed, but as Vanessa Kirby points out early in the movie, he is the opposite of subtle.
Right. That's also very true.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, I hate The Rock. Didn't expect to hate The Rock.
Yeah, me neither. And yet, I got a little choked up.
Yeah?
When he has his little speech with his brother.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was easily some of the best acting I've seen The Rock do, possibly since The Rundown.
Yeah.
And like, he was actually acting. And being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Rather than just being a superhuman brick house.
Right. I feel like Brixton had to be superhuman for there to be any sort of stakes.
Oh, yeah.
In a fight with The Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that was nice.
Yeah.
That, you know, he gets punched in the face a few times.
Yeah, because... I mean, the one big guy from, what was it, Fast Five, or...
It was six.
Was it six?
Yeah. Yeah, the right. Big guy on
yeah, cause that was,
younger
that was,
Shaw's crew.
Yeah, Owen Shaw's team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't find many of that guy.
Right.
You gotta ramp it up with cyborgs.
Right. And like, there's a really tall guy in this one.
There is. He gets taken down in one punch.
Right. Hobbs and Hattie talk about Bruce Lee a few times, and that really big guy showing up reminded me of Bruce Lee fighting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in a movie.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all. It didn't go anywhere.
It's fine.
Either in the movie or in my recollection of it just now. Better equipment doesn't make us better podcasters.
Nope. But no background noise.
No background noise.
Or at least very minimal.
Yes. Just that sweet, sweet foreground noise.
Yep.
That you come here for week after week.
I'm just happy that people will be able to hear you clearly now.
I'm pretty happy about that too, but also I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm sorry about my voice.
You are the highlight of the show, Joe.
Oh boy, that's an indictment of the show.
You are the good one.
Oh man, I wish that were true.
I mean, you're the one people like.
Okay,
you got a better voice. You're funnier.
All right,
you're the good one.
I wasn't fishing, but I like what I got. Paul F. Tompkins. Oh boy. Speaking of Hobbs's brother.
Yes.
So the sequence where we hoped that they would go to Tej to fix the goober.
Yeah.
Instead they go to a mechanic.
Yeah.
Who is apparently a tech wizard.
Sure.
And Vanessa Kirby is also a hacker?
Yeah, I guess so.
She hacks into that glove thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
It's the Tez situation all over again.
Yeah.
Where everybody is what they need to be at any given moment that makes it convenient.
Right. I did, when they're sort of walking through Hobbs's brother's auto shop.
Yes.
And he's talking about all the custom builds that he's done for people around the world. I thought of Bow Wow's Hulk car. And was like, I wonder if he built that Hulk car. And if so, did he model it on his brother? Like, they could have just had that car off in the corner somewhere.
It would have been nice.
It would have been really nice.
I mean, it's the best car that's been in this franchise.
It's true. It's true. True American Muscle is a car with Hulk muscles on it.
Exactly.
I was reading, I read the graphic novel Mother Nature by Jamie Lee Curtis and a few other people. Yeah, I know. She is a screenplay that she co-wrote.
Okay.
That got turned into a graphic novel, basically.
Alrighty.
In one scene, a mom and her daughter are watching a movie, and we don't see what the movie is, but there is a reference to it not having Vin Diesel or Paul Walker in it, so why would anyone want to watch it? And the mom says, because it's the best one. The street racing is the most realistic in that one. And I took a picture of it, and I sent it to Katie and was like, this bitch doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
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 Also did not expect Fast and Furious talk in that graphic novel, so that was just a nice surprise.
Well, I'm glad you got the reference.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I know, if I'd read that, 6 months ago when it came out, I would not have had any idea.
There you go. Oh.
Ooh.
Makes me dislike Jamie Lee Curtis a little though. She's got bad taste in movies.
Yeah, and she probably didn't include that. Who knows how much actual writing she did on it.
That's also fair. Probably story by.
Story by, yeah.
What was it? I read once somebody was saying that if you see a book or a comic written by a famous person and you see somebody and... they're usually the one that's actually doing the writing.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. There is also, of course, a character who is clearly Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Calvin and Hobbs and the Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, that one works too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is in this.
Yeah, he
and
shows up three times.
Yeah,
four if we count
the post credits. Yeah. Yeah, it should have just been him. Like, he could go on the mission with Shaw, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Maybe the next one.
Maybe. I mean, you know, he's now part of the universe.
That's true.
He could show up at any time now.
Yeah.
Except probably not.
Probably not, yeah.
I mean, he's got Deadpool stuff to do.
That's true. And, he is Marvel Jesus.
Yeah. And, you know, forgettable Netflix movies.
Right. Was this before or after The Hitman's Bodyguard?
Not a Netflix movie.
I know, but of the same ilk, I feel like.
I mean, have you ever seen it?
No.
It's god awful.
I've heard it's really bad.
And they made a sequel for right? some reason. And I know that every week when we get together and I turn the movie on or pop it in, you immediately start griping about the extended running times of these movies.
Yes.
Hitman's Bodyguard is like 4 hours old.
Is that the supercut of Hitman's Bodyguard and the Hitman's Bodyguard's wife that nope. Topher Grace put together?
Oh, I wish.
Because he was such a fan.
Sure. I just kept watching that movie. It just, when will this end? And then I realized they made a second one.
It had actually just started auto-playing that.
I don't think it was streaming yet when I watched it.
Okay. Well, that ruins the premise of that joke.
It's fine. I mostly enjoy Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend had a real thing against him.
Interesting.
Yeah, she just like, every guy loves Ryan Reynolds.
Hmm.
I was like, he's fine.
Yeah.
She was like, everybody loves him. I was like, he's good and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's in this. He's just doing his thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe probably, you know. Probably couldn't take a whole movie of it, but
yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's what the Deadpool movies are, basically.
Exactly. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like he probably wouldn't have had the chemistry with, like, oddly enough, he has chemistry with The Rock.
Yeah.
He may not have had that with Jason Statham.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess.
But there's only one way to find out.
It's true. It's true. And maybe that's the entertainment, is the lack of chemistry that at least Jason Statham feels towards Ryan Reynolds. Antipathy, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's already a lack of chemistry between Hobbs and Shaw.
Right. Which is weird. So this movie... I feel like in the last Fast and Furious,
they
sort of became pals.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And then in this one, they fucking hate each other again.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it does not.
And also, I felt like there was some chemistry between them in the previous Fate of the Furious.
Definitely.
But all gone in this one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the director? I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
You know, but, I mean, he's an action guy.
Yeah.
He did Deadpool 2. He did the John Wick movies.
Okay.
One of which is good.
Yeah. Is that the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in a vast minority with that opinion, apparently, though. But I like to think I'm right.
And history will probably prove you right.
Hopefully.
But yeah, I feel like you can't have, because it's sort of a buddy comedy.
Yeah.
But they're both the straight man. And that doesn't work.
No. Yeah.
Like, especially, you need Ryan Reynolds in there.
But like, especially again, going back to Fate, you know, especially that scene on the airplane where he's protecting the baby and getting in that fight.
Yeah.
Like he's got comedic chops.
Absolutely.
You know, he could have been, you know, not as straight a straight man.
Yeah.
but he's just so serious in this movie.
Yeah.
And Hobbs is too. Yeah, everybody's just way too serious.
Yeah.
And Idris Elba just kind of, I wouldn't say he's sleepwalking through this, but he's not having a ton of fun, it looks like.
He's not there.
Yeah.
there's nothing behind those CGI robot eyes.
Did you notice in the final fist fight scene with him in the crater?
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, they all died.
Is this a Jacob Slider scene?
I think so. Yeah.
They reuse a shot twice.
Really?
His robo vision.
Oh yes, they do. Yes. I think I clocked that, but in my head it was like, oh, they're just predictable.
I mean, partially they, that.
Yeah, yeah, the Rock has one move.
He really does.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I did like that fight for the most part when they did start figuring out how to beat,
yeah,
you know, Brixton.
Yeah, they learned the power of teamwork.
Yeah. Which, you know, if they ever meet again in a future movie, they're probably just going to go back to hating each other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And just fuck off.
Yeah.
Let them be friends.
Well, I'm sure by that point, The Rock will have married Hattie. And they'll be family, like, for real.
Sure. He has no chemistry with her either.
He has no. No, he does not. Like, man, Jason Statham has more chemistry with Vanessa Kirby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like there's literally a scene between the two where I thought they were going to kiss for a minute.
Yes.
But I was like, no, they're brother and sister.
Yeah.
I felt that way about Chris Evans and Jessica Alba, speaking of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah? That's interesting.
Yeah. Like, I don't like Jessica Alba at all. I think she's just a piece of linoleum.
Yeah.
Just a dead-eyed waif. But,
damn.
Whenever she had scenes in the two Fantastic Four movies with Johnny, she kind of came alive a little bit.
Yeah.
And it felt like there was some real magic going on between there. But it's like, but they're brother and sister.
Yeah. I think Jessica Alba probably also suffers from the actor who plays Reed not being super charismatic.
No, he is either. Not either. Yeah.
So, but like, she's got nothing to play off of.
Right. But she's also...
Just but that, she's also not great to begin with.
She's, yeah, that way and everything.
Yeah.
And Chris Evans is just a font of charisma.
That's
so
true.
Speaking of Chris Evans.
Yeah.
The scene in Captain America Civil War where he stops a helicopter.
Exactly.
We can rack that up to him having a super soldier serum.
Yes.
And even though, you know, it's not supposed to give him Captain America superpowers. You know, we can get him a little leeway with the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
What's The Rock's excuse?
He's The Rock. He is in his homeland of Samoa, which is the source of his extra human abilities. When he's not there, he doesn't have quite that strength. But when he's there, he really feeds off of the land. The island gives him what he needs. I think that's how we get there.
All right.
Also, the plot demanded it.
Well, that's true.
No, I 100% thought of that scene, and not just because I watched Civil War like 2 days ago.
Is, yeah, it a hold up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. That's a great movie.
It's been a few years.
So. I really like that one.
It's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah. The plot is, Vanessa Shaw.
Yeah.
Who I think is actually a real person.
I think, who is Vanessa Shaw?
Like a soap opera actress?
Maybe, yeah.
She was in The Rock, speaking of.
What?
With the
mind blown.
Sean Connery.
Okay. Anyway. Hattie.
Hattie.
Yeah, so Hattie is...
an MI6 agent.
Yeah. Are they there to steal the virus or just protect it?
I think protect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like they're there to steal it. Or no, they're stealing it from whatever the organization is.
Etion?
Yes, there you go. Yeah. Okay, so they are there to steal it. They're stealing it from Etion. And then in order to get away with it, Vanessa Kirby injects herself with it.
Yep. And yeah, if she doesn't get it out of her, she's going to die. And also the virus will be unleashed on the world.
Right.
And kill everybody within like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then Eddie Marsan shows up for like a minute. and then there's apparently a big bad pulling the strings whose face we never see.
Yeah.
Who says that there's somebody that Hobbs has had dealings with before.
Yeah.
So I kind of hoped that at the end was going to be like some villain that we've seen, or like Charlize Theron even.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, we never find out.
Yeah.
It just sets it up for a future sequel that will probably never happen.
they use like a voice modulator.
Yeah.
And I was trying to listen real close to it. And at one point, I swear it sounded like Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And I was like, that would be a crazy twist.
That would be a crazy twist.
But I don't think it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, probably not. Especially not after the end credits sequence.
Right.
Yeah. So the big plans apparently are afoot. But yeah, I don't think they've ever mentioned any kind of Hobbs and Shaw 2. Or,
yeah.
And Dwayne is no longer in the Fast franchise proper.
Right.
So, yeah.
Shaw goes back.
Yeah, I believe he does. Yeah.
And does Vanessa Kirby join the team
at any point? I don't recall seeing her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know there's only two of them left. So
yeah, yeah.
Who knows what could happen?
I really don't, but they're also chock full of stuff.
Right.
Happening.
It's true.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, I only vaguely remember what happens in 9. I remember the villain of it.
Yeah.
I don't remember his motivation. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
I think the New York Times crossword spoiled who the villain of 9 is, or at least reminded me of who it is. At least who the quote-unquote actor is.
Yes. That is a proper way to say it.
Yeah, thank you.
Although, you know what?
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is, actually.
I do enjoy him and stuff.
We'll get there.
Yeah. Next week.
Next week we will.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, this movie's kind of a drag.
Yeah.
I was real disappointed.
I was real disappointed, too, especially after last week.
Yeah. Which you didn't really enjoy that one either.
I didn't really enjoy that one either, but I enjoyed Shaw a lot in that one.
Very, very much. Yeah.
And I enjoyed the budding bromance, I guess,
yeah,
between Hobbs and Shaw in that one.
Yeah, they should have just carried that through.
Definitely.
Like I said, you know, I mean, it just... Like I know it's not a regular Fast movie, but more cars would have been nice.
Yeah.
Which, you know... I don't know or give a fuck about cars other than my own, which still is in the shop.
Right.
Fucking, I really do feel like this franchise cursed me.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Go back and listen to Too Fast, Too Furious episode. But yeah, I don't know. It just felt wrong.
It was weird. I feel like it's a problem that I remember having with the early post-Avengers Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, why doesn't Thor call the rest of the Avengers during the Dark World. Like, why doesn't Hobbs call Dom when they have nowhere else to go?
Sure.
And he doesn't want to go home.
Right?
That's yeah. strange.
It is, but I mean, you brought up the Avengers, but you know, I mean, that's comic book stuff too.
I know it's true.
But it feels more so in this movie that should have been an option.
Yeah.
Because we have that history of this, you know, we know this from this, whereas you know, Thor is in his own comic and has been for years and right. blah blah blah. But here we only have the family.
It's true.
And if we're not going to call upon our family, who can we call upon?
I guess our actual family.
I guess that's so.
The point this movie's making.
I mean, it's not my choice.
I know.
Not my first choice, anyway.
I know, I get it.
No, that's not true. I enjoy my family.
Did you say that a little louder into the mic?
I'm as close to the mic as I can get.
Oh, okay.
Because we can move these mics.
I know, it's crazy. Can you hear me, America? I'm so sorry. Am I too close?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. Fast 9 next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully pick things up.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
What's bringing you joy this week, Eric?
I bought a couple video games.
Nice.
I was feeling real shitty Sunday. Just one of my lowest points.
Mm.
I think psychically I knew something was up because then later on during the day I got something happened where just sort of was like, oh, maybe I felt like this was coming.
You felt a disturbance in the force.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
But I decided, you know, I'm just, you know, all day, I had wanted to go out, but, like, I didn't have anywhere to go. I didn't have anywhere to go with, you know, anybody.
Yeah.
And so I mostly just stayed at home and moped all day. And I was just, you know what? I'm going to buy some video games. I bought, like, 5 games for the PlayStation. Spider-Man 2.
Nice.
Which is the biggest purchase. Which is a game I've been obviously wanting to play since it came out a couple months ago. Which I've played a little bit so far, and it's fun.
Yeah, nice.
I enjoyed the other 2 Spider-Man games for the PS4 or whatever. The other games I bought were like, small games.
Okay.
Like super cheap. Like $5 at most. One of them is actually an old PS2 game that I used to have called Bully.
Okay.
Which was kind of a... came out sort of in the wake of Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
I remember
that game.
Yeah, it was made by Rockstar, where you're a kid at a private school, and like you can just run around the school and just cause chaos.
Yeah.
I just remember loving that game a lot, and it was, like I said, it was like $5, so I bought it.
Nice.
I bought a game that I also used to have for the PS3, which was a digital only type game that one of my ex-girlfriends like put me onto, and I saw that it was, you know, remastered and available for the PS5. I was like, I remember liking that game. It's called Limbo.
Okay.
I played that quite a bit, actually, since I bought it. It is... I think it's one of the first times I've ever played a video game where I was like, oh, this is, like, you know, actual art. Like the, you know, visually, like just something is happening.
Nice, know? Yeah.
It is almost entirely in black and white. The little character that you play is just entirely in shadow the whole time. You can only see his eyes.
Oh, wow.
Like the foreground is like black but blurry, and like things that you can interact with are just like solid black. And like the background is just sort of like different shades of gray. But as I was playing it, it was the most traumatic fucking game ever. Because it's all puzzles for the most part.
Okay.
Like you're just trying to, it's a side scroller. You're just trying to get through whatever world this is. And death surrounds you at every corner.
Oh, wow. It's realistic.
Kind of. And I mean, it's a hard game. And you die a lot.
Yeah.
Like his head gets chopped off. He gets skewered by giant spiders. Just eviscerated repeatedly over and over and over again. But it, I wouldn't say it's fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Not in the traditional sense. But it's a great game. And very addicting. Yeah, you just try to figure out the puzzles to avoid the death traps.
Nice.
It's good. I like it a lot.
That sounds like fun. Yeah.
One of the other games I got was called, Containment or something like that. You basically play as The Thing.
Okay.
From the movie The Thing.
Oh, okay. Not the Fantastic Four.
Not Ben Grimm.
Yeah, okay.
What's F4 has been brought up a lot this episode. But,
yeah.
But yeah, you play as basically a monster that escapes from a scientific research lab. And you basically are trying to escape. And you have to eat like all the humans and grow and evolve and change shape. And you're just kind of this tenderly, tentacly blob. That just is just slithering his way through this lab.
That sounds pretty fun too.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, video games.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you, sir?
This past weekend I went to my local comic book store.
Oh.
Shore store. I was gonna say shop. And then I was gonna say store. I
understand.
And it came out of shore. went to the comic book store. And I picked up the 25th anniversary deluxe edition of The Kingdom, the fifth week Kingdom Come sequel.
Yes.
Written by Mark Waid, illustrated by a whole bunch of different artists.
Sure. Mike Zeck did like the main two.
He did the second one. Ariel Olivetti did the first one.
Okay. Was that back when he was actually drawing or when he was doing like... computer painted.
I think he was actually drawing at that point. Yeah.
That's when I like him best.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Frank Quitely did the Offspring one shot, and Barry Kitson did Planet Krypton, and there's a few others. Yeah. Kid Flash, and even Al Shufosh, Son of the Bat, and Night Star. But yeah, it's not a great story.
Not really.
But it's a story that I really loved when I was a kid, and it also introduced Hyper Time, which is a concept that I love.
And promptly ignored.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's back-ish.
Oh, okay.
It has come around a little bit.
Explain Hyper Time to me.
No.
Okay. Fair.
It's just alternate timelines
that
branch off of a main timeline, and sometimes they cross back and whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
But yeah, I got that, and it's really cool. It's a nice, just a nice hardcover package. It's got some like behind the scenes stuff, like the original pitch for it, and a bunch of like original art and pages and stuff that was redrawn for the finished product. And it's just the extras are really cool. And the story's still really fun.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the thing that made me happy. Maybe me and no one else, the deluxe edition of The Kingdom.
Oh, I'm sure Mark Waid got some royalties.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I hope everybody involved got some royalties.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do I recall incorrectly that Alex Ross was not a fan of that?
I don't know if he... I don't know, honestly. Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of talk. Waid wrote an introduction for it about the original plans that they had for, like, an ongoing series called The Kingdom that would have sort of bridged the gap between modern DC and the events of the miniseries. And they talk about how they diverged, like they just had wildly different ideas for what that book would have been. It all sounds amicable.
Okay.
But who knows? It's been 25 years. Sure. You know, there may have been some grousing and I know, you know, Ross eventually got to do his version of The Kingdom in the Justice Society of America series.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. It all worked out. And now Wade is sort of revisiting that stuff in World's Finest anyway. So
yeah, I've been reading that.
Yeah.
Enjoying that for the most part.
Yeah.
I think it concluded the past issue.
This week, yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Yeah, I did too.
And Alex Ross did sort of give his okay for that one.
Yes.
Not that he needs to, but
yeah.
You know, it's I guess nice when you know people reach out like that to creators of stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm sure Alan Moore has some words to say about that, but
he doesn't want to hear from anybody. But he also doesn't want anyone to touch anything.
Sure, yeah.
It's complicated. Comics. All right.
Yeah.
So next week.
Next week, F9.
F9, The Fast Saga.
That's right.
Oh, vroom vroom, Eric.
Vroom vroom, Joe.
I hope we pick up some speed next week.
I hope so, too.
And until then, I hope that you and everybody out there keeps living your life a quarter mile at a time.
Good night.
Good night. You still have to hit stop.
I know.
Thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. You can subscribe to the show directly at our website, view.guttertrash.net, or on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit our website at view.guttertrash.net for information about our Twitter and Instagram. Once again, thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. We'll see you next time.